dark that we both think. You know, you haven't really been in this situation before.
Well, it just comes with our preparation. Obviously, we got to do a great job at that, and then we just got to play better. We got to have greater energy, greater enthusiasm. You know, just play better technique, better decision making. Just you know, there's some plays out there that we left on the field, and sometimes we just got flat out beat. So, you know, it's not. A big surprise of what we have to do to fix it. We just got to go out there and play better football.
Everyone in here, including the coaches, said they'd like the preparation. Wednesday's good, Thursday's good.
I think our preparation is good. There's not a whole lot of mistakes and guys doing the wrong thing. You know, obviously, you know, this game was different than the first two. The first two, you know, we did a lot, you know, at least offensively, we did a lot of good things. You know, we just had, you know, turnovers. You had mistakes that cost games where, you know, we say, hey, we got to be more patient. We got to, you know, don't force the things, don't force the plays. Where this game, we got flat out beat and just didn't give ourselves any opportunities to make any plays. We were going backwards. We had, you know, two of our first three drives, we had third and, you know, 20s. You're not going to convert those. And so, you know, just too, you know, just didn't have, you know, what mistakes is we got beat on too many plays for us to have any chance for success.
Eli, have you given any thought as to why the week of practices and transferring over to the field? Do you have any theories on that?
I think it's obviously we got to talk. You know, when you talk about this week, we just got outperformed. We got outplayed, and you know, just that's just you know, unfortunately that happens. You don't like it. You don't you don't have the exact reason to why it happened, but it did, and. All we can do is look at ourselves on each play and try to get better, try to figure out what the problem is and why that occurred and how to fix it and get better the next time.
Tom said one of his main messages to you guys is to stick together. Where do you feel this group is in terms of that?
I think we're good. I think, you know, I think the guys obviously know the only way to make a difference and the only way for us to start winning games is for those those teammates or ourselves to go out there and stick together and be smart in what we say, how we handle everything, and how we prepare and practice this week, and how to play. We gotta come together, and the only way we're gonna win is if we come together as a team and play well as a team.
What with the Eli? Hakeem raised a couple of eyebrows when he said he couldn't throw the ball to himself. Did you hear that? And did you guys talk at all?
No, I hadn't talked to Hakeem, and so. Yeah. Hey. Anytime a receiver doesn't get a reception, you know, that's tough. I like for all my receivers to be happy and get a lot of catches. Obviously, the other day, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of opportunities. The ball, you know, just based on the coverages and you know, trying to get the ball out and what was, you know, some of the third and longs we were in. It's just, you know, it didn't present itself and so that's what happened. It's unfortunate, but you know, I think. He knows, I have great confidence in him and trust, and you know, we'll get back, and he'll start having some big games for us.
Eli, when you don't have much time, is there a way to counter that with a shorter passing game, shorter routes? Is there, you know, X's and O's, wise, other ways to counter that kind of a rush?
Yeah, you know, but it's you know, we did some of that. We threw some short stuff, but, you know, and obviously you still got to have some plays where you don't have to stretch the ball down the field or based on what the defense is doing. You know, the short stuff may not be there. They might be taking away the short stuff to make you throw the ball down the field, and that's what you got to do. And you got to have time to protect, or I got to move around. And so it's just, overall, we got to be in better down and distance. You know, when you're getting third and longs, you're going to have to hold it longer. If you get a lot of third and, you know, threes and fours and stuff, you can get the ball out quicker and you – you know, can slow down that pass rush.
How do you feel physically? How sore are you?
No, feel good physically. You know, was able to do everything today, and you know, so you know, that's not the problem. You know, we'll be fine.
A lot of people have been saying that, you know, it's one thing to get beat, it's another to play without pride and passion. Do you think that was missing?
I think we just got beat, and you know, obviously, when you lose 38-0, you know, anything you say about us, you probably deserve to be said. It's something we're not happy about as players. You're embarrassed about, and you know, we got to fix it. And so, the only way to to change that or get people saying something different is go out this next week and play better than we did last week.
Do you have any concerns about the season starting to slip away 3 weeks in?
No. No, you know, my concerns are this week. It's Kansas City, and you know, making sure we're getting better and have a great week of preparation and going out there and obviously playing against a team that's 3-0 right now. They're playing good football, and we gotta play better football and get things rolling quickly.
Coach Coughlin said he challenged.
Yeah, I think the players, you know, we understand that. We know. You know, we saw the game yesterday. We were right there in it. We saw the film. It wasn't pretty. And so we got to do something and need guys to step up and we got to start playing better football.
Eli, how did he challenge
you? I don't know. You got to ask him.
Do you have the confidence you need to have as a quarterback?
Hey, sometimes you play games and you get beat and you know, it's unfortunate. The first two games, you know, I thought our offensive line played very, very well. And we, you know, we were able to sit back there and you know, go through progressions and go through reads and make throws. This past game, they obviously got after us a good bit and, you know, made it tough for the offense to execute. And, you know, that was unfortunate. And so, but, yeah, I think our offensive line, we got good players. We got guys who do take pride in what they're doing and want to play well and step up and play well, and we had a bad game and they'll get better.